I can't sleep at night, got no appetite. Everything is wrong, but it used to be right. She's gone, 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 gone. Baby's gone. I wonder, wonder, wonder where she's gone, 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 gone. Baby's gone.
Twenty-seven minutes away from 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, of course, we've got news, and at 8:30, we've got the Riley Review.
Clutter-free, nowhere, 88 FM.
Yes! Here's Rod Stewart. Tonight, I'm yours. Minutes towards 8 o'clock on Nova 88, where we play all your favorites.
Thank you.
something happening at Macy's. People are slipping into beautiful Coney fur coats and jackets from only £74.99. And parties really come alive in any one of the exciting cocktail dresses from the Macy's range. Cheers! There's also a huge selection of gorgeous blouses, coats, and day dresses, all at Macy's prices. Check it out at Macy's. Macy's, making it happen in fashion.
It's the TV offer of the year, only from Teletone. A free portable television, free color license, free stand, and free remote control when you buy a new 20 or 22 Ferguson TX. Only from Teletone, Pier Street. Open all week and Sunday, 10 to 6.
News Extra! News Extra!
Christmas news means extra. Giving. And if you're looking for a really special gift, look no further than your local News Extra shop. Whether it's a simple box of chocolates, or the elegance of Waterford Crystal, or Ansley China, a Parker pen for Dad, a Ronson lighter for Mum, plus a great selection of toys at prices actually lower than last year's. And we're so close to you, it's a gift. News Extra. At shopping centres in Orwell, Knocklyon, Lucan, Ballybrack, Blanchardstown, Firhouse and Tallaght.
We're playing the favourites. It's 15, 16, 17, 18 minutes before 8 o'clock and it's getting light outside, would you believe? Off the Wall, Michael Jackson.
When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you can't ain't get the feeling, then there ain't no room for you in this part of town. Cause we're the party people night and day, living crazy, that's the only way. So tonight, gotta leave the 9-to-5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself. Groove, let the madness and the music get to you like it's so bad at all. Live it up the wall.
Life is so bad.
Welcome to a brand new day. From Nova, it's a quarter to eight, and we play your favorites the whole day long.
You are the closest thing to heaven I know. You're listening to the Chris Perry radio show. For the closest thing to heaven that I know.
She packed my bags last night, replied. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. Lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Britain's brightest football supporter, Elton John, a thing called Rocket Man. 10 minutes to 8 o'clock on Nova. The squeeze.
She unscrews the top of a new whiskey bottle, shuffles about in her candlelit hovel, like some kind of witch with blue fingers and mittens. She smells like the cat and the neighbors she's stricken. Black and white TV has long seen a picture. The cross on the wall is a permanent fixture. The postman delivers the final reminders. She sells off the silver and poodles in China. And that's the myself. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and mingled with love. During the wartime, an American pilot made every air raid a time of excitement. She moved to his prairie, married the Texan. She learned from a distance how love was a lesson. He became drinker and she became mother. She knew that one day she'd be one or the other. He kept himself golden, drunk himself dizzy. Proud of her features, she kept herself pretty. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and made with love. He, like a cowboy, died drunk in a slumber, out on the porch in the middle of summer. She crossed the ocean back home to her family. Sandy. She moved home alone without friends or relations. Lived in a world full of age reservations. On mock-eaten armchairs, she'd say that she'd sought off the friends who had left her to drink from the bottle. And winds up the clock and downstairs by myself. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. Drinks to remember, I mean myself. Winds up the clock and downstairs by myself.
If you've got to catch that 8 o'clock bus, you've got 5.5 minutes to race down the road to catch it. And if you're 7 minutes away from the bus, I guess you're going to miss it.
Flowers by Elizabeth, the interfloral florist at Tallertown Centre and Upper Leeson Street, are now open at the Powers Court Townhouse Centre in Clarendon Street. Flowers by Elizabeth are open 6 days a week. We can deliver worldwide and accept all credit cards. Flowers by Elizabeth will arrange personally for Santa Claus to deliver a beautiful bouquet of flowers on Christmas Day to your loved one. Just contact us before Saturday, 17th of December. Flowers by Elizabeth for all your floral requirements. Bouquets, wreaths, and potted plants. Flowers by Elizabeth.
Businessmen dictate upon it.
Friends communicate upon it.
Everyone sounds great upon it.
TDK.
Sopranos hit the high notes on it.
Basses sing their solos on it.
Everyone's in harmony on TDK.
TDK, the great name in tape cassettes from all leading record shops and hi-fi stores.
Some jobs demand an expert. All the experts call us.
Winter is coming on. High winds, storms, and the chance that your aerial may not last till spring. Prendergast Aerials are experts in the erection of TV aerials, communications aerials, and towers. Call Prendergast Aerials now on Dublin 722-747. That's Dublin 722-747. For aerials and towers, Prendergast, experts in their own field.
Radio Nova, c'est la musique pour toi. Radio Nova, international.
Minutes towards 8 o'clock. It's a Wednesday morning. It's the 25th of November, and thank you for choosing Nova. We're so glad you did.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love. He can make you cry. Miles and miles a day to find another place to play. Night after night, who treats you right? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man.
Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. And you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home.
Minutes to 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, of course, it's news. And for those of you who love the Terry Riley review, that's up in 32 minutes time.
Let's kiss the sun.
8 o'clock, and here's the Nova News. I'm Terry Riley. Security forces and gunmen exchanged fire last night across the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. It started when gunmen opened fire across the border at a police station in County Armagh, but no one was reported to have been hurt. In Derry, about 120 members of Mr. Ian Paisley's self-styled Third Force marched through the Tully Alley area of the city. Many of them were masked and carrying batons. They were watched by the RUC. The national pay talks are to be resumed later this morning. They were adjourned late last night after 12 hours of talks between union and employer leaders. The Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors has repeated its support for the retention of capital punishment for the murder of Gardaí in the course of their duty. The association says it regrets that the Dáil vote on the issue will be based on what it calls party considerations. In Dublin, a man has been remanded on bail, charged with the robbery of £8,000 from Mother's Pride Bakery at Portland Place in Dublin on Monday. He's Timothy McGee, age 31, of Ballybock, and he was charged with receiving £8,000, knowing it to have been stolen, and with having a firearm to resist arrest. He's due in Dublin District Court next Tuesday. The building societies have reported a drop in savings for last month of almost £1 million. The amount of money advanced for new loans was down by almost £8 million to £25.25 million. Figures from the Irish Building Societies Association show that the number of loan approvals was also down on the figure for September. The figures seem to indicate the continued reduction in savings as a result of inflation and the recession. They also reflect the increased competition that now exists for savers' funds. Internationally, efforts to get a tow line aboard a North Sea oil rig drifting helplessly in heavy seas has been abandoned until this morning. 48 men have been taken from the rig, the Transworld 58, and the 20 still on board are said to be in no danger. In two other emergency operations, 18 men were lifted off a ship which had dragged its moorings, and 8 fishermen were brought ashore from their sinking vessel. However, a row has developed over the rescue. The RAF criticized the crew of the trawler aboard the Palmyra for delaying for 90 minutes their decision to abandon ship. Having sent out a mayday, the skipper then asked the rescue helicopter from the RAF to bring them a pump from one of the nearby oil field installations. But after recalling the helicopter twice, they eventually agreed to be taken off. A spokesman for the RAF rescue headquarters in Fife said that they were there to save lives, not to run a salvage operation, and they had lost valuable time on a day when their resources were thinly stretched. Fierce storms in the North Sea, which have caused coastal flooding in Denmark, have been moving inland. Large areas of the country are blacked out, including parts of the capital, Copenhagen. The storms have also caused extensive flooding in Hamburg and surrounding areas in West Germany. And in East Germany, gale-force winds disrupted power supplies. In the North Sea itself, 6 crew members were rescued when a Norwegian freighter sank, but a 7th is reported to have died. The American State Department has described Mr. Brezhnev's offer to reduce Soviet medium-range missiles in Europe as another version of an old proposal. But the American statement added that it hoped the offer indicated a new willingness by the Soviet Union to consider genuine arms reductions. The Americans and the Russians start talks in Geneva next Monday on limiting nuclear forces in Europe. In Poland, many more students at universities and colleges have joined in a strike, demanding the adoption of a new educational form law and the resignation of the head of an engineering college. His election last month, which the students say was undemocratic, triggered off a student strike, and the protest has now spread throughout the country. Mexican leaders have warned the American Secretary of State, Mr. Haig, that any precipitate action by the United States against Cuba and Nicaragua to help El Salvador in its war with left-wing guerrillas could be counterproductive. Mr. Haig was told during a brief visit to Mexico, which has just ended, that any such action could intensify rather than reduce the violence. And finally, New Zealand has confirmed that it will contribute to the peacekeeping force which will be stationed in the Sinai Peninsula when Israel completes its withdrawal next April. The Prime Minister, Mr. Muldoon, said the contingent will be of limited size. And that's the Nova News. It's nearly 4.5 minutes after 8.
Radio Nova.
Do you know your chair creaks?
I think that's your chair.
You sound like you're reading the news from an old ship somewhere.
Well, it's just hanging your leg out the window getting the weather.
Frost at first will give way this morning to milder weather with occasional light rain. Temperatures today will reach a high of 10 degrees Celsius, falling this evening to around 7 degrees. Winds are moderate southwesterly.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Boys, we're headed out of the country.
7:08, and you've chosen Nova. We're glad about that on 88 FM and the mighty 890 AM, wherever you may be listening. Good morning to you. The Riley Review Waffle will be up in about 27 minutes.
And need to shampoo often, the special citrus extract and Silvercrin Fresh Citrus Shampoo will give your hair that fresh, clean feeling.
Silvercrin Clean, the fresh, clean feeling. Silvercrin Clean, the fresh, clean feeling.
For your new Fiat Iveco, truck or van, call out to Frank Fahey Commercials, Dublin Limited. You can also choose from a big selection of keenly priced used commercials. And you'll be glad to know that we offer top-class dependable service facilities from an experienced and fully trained professional team, backed by a highly efficient parts division. just 2 miles past the Green Isle Hotel. Frank Fahey Commercials Dublin Limited. Your Fiat Iveco Truck Center in Dublin.
Nickel's nice ones are here. Osman plain dyed towels from £2.99.
Nice one, Nichols.
Wardell Brine Nylon double jersey stretch covers. Two-seater sets plus cushions, just £29.95.
Nice one, Nichols.
Osman polyester cotton continental quilt covers from £11.95 for single size.
Nice one, Nichols.
Just look for the nice one ticket at Nichols. Your first step for value in linens and soft furnishings.
Nice one, Nichols.
30 minutes past 8 o'clock at midnight tonight for those country followers of fashion. We've got the country countdown from America with Bob Kinsley starting off at midnight through till 2 in the morning. Right now it's the Pointer Sisters on Nova where we play all your favorites.
The moon was drifting through the lazy sway of the trees. I saw the look in your eyes looking into
Electric Light Orchestra on Radio Nova, where the music is the difference. It's 20 minutes past 8 o'clock. Let's groove, earth, wind, and fire. Just climbing a few notches this week, as Casey would say, on the English Top 40. Clutter free, Nova, at 24 past 8. We'll be right back. wondered what it is you love about markets? Is it the atmosphere, the hubbub of the activity, all the different stalls to browse through, or the thrill when you find a real bargain? Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it and more at the City Market South Great George's Street. So next time you're in the area, pop into the City Market for lots of stalls, lots of variety, and lots of value. The City Market Great George's Street, Dublin's most elegant market. It really is beautiful.
How do Sansui make the best sound systems? Simply by concentrating on doing just that. That's why you won't find the Sansui name on anything but the best easy-to-use hi-fis around. But don't take our word for it. Call in and hear for yourself at Lasky's of Rathmines or South Ann Street.
Abbey Music have just received a huge consignment of new and second-hand pianos. They are selling these now at knockdown prices. For instance, there's a beautiful Arundel piano or an Arnwood iron frame piano, both selling for only £375 each. There is also a Spencer in mint condition for £800. So if you're looking for a new or second-hand piano, give us a ring at 787-177 or call in to see us at Abbey Music, 70 Middle Abbey Street, opposite the Irish Independent offices.
Hello! It's 8:30 on Wednesday, the 25th of November, 1981 AD. The 25th, only 1 month of madness to Christmas. And here's the Wily Waffle, a scan of this morning's newspapers and a goggle at Starbirds. We're thinking of calling this the Nova Nattering Niche for Newspapers and Nudes. Anyway, here we are, another frosty morning of frigid, rigid me. And who else? The closest thing to heaven, on, or limbo anyway, the Chris Carey Show. Or better, the Chris Carey Crisis. Anyway... Here we go. It's time to end the waffle and start to weed. So now's a good time to grab a sandwich, smoke a cigarette, whatever. The main... I'm throwing my scripts on the floor and people keep handing them back. The main headline in the Times is, Banks offer low interest rates and farm rescue plan. And the story begins, The Associated Banks yesterday revealed the farmers' details of a $10.5 million package to rescue 6,000 farmers in severe financial difficulties. The announcement came as farmers made final preparations for the big protest meeting in Dublin on Friday. The Independent main story is on the same subject with the headline, Hitch halts $10 million farm relief. But the Indo viewpoint is different. Their story begins, government hopes of an early announcement of the $10.5 million tax-based lending scheme for farmers were dashed yesterday because of a late hitch in negotiations. The crux on whether or not large farmers should be included in the plan means that there is now no chance of announcing even preliminary outlines of the deal before Friday's farm demonstration in Dublin. Farm leaders told the Bank Standing Committee in Dublin yesterday that they totally opposed the exclusion of large farmers. The main press story is headlined Fine Gael Rethink on Tax Cuts, and the story begins, changes in the government plans to implement the Fine Gael tax package in full in the January budget now seem inevitable. The Minister for Finance, Mr. Bruton, has admitted that although the decision to implement the package still stands, the government will take account of the recommendations made by responsible bodies to phase in the proposals. The most obvious changes are likely to occur in the reduction of the basic rate of tax from 35 to 25% for incomes up to £15,000 for married couples, and in the proposal to wipe out the current budget deficit in 4 years. There is some northern news in the papers. The Times story is headlined, Pryor repeats warning on private armies. It starts out, in the wake of Monday night's show of force by the Reverend Ian Paisley Third Force, the Northern Ireland Secretary, Mr. Pryor, yesterday repeated his warning that the British government would not allow private armies to take over the work of the police and the army. Mr. Paisley claimed that Monday's day of action had been more than an unqualified success. He said he had written to the British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, to make it clear that, quote, Northern Ireland had spoken, unquote. He would not reveal the next step in his strategy, but he said, quote, it'll have to be done in such a way that the government will really be shaking. There is not going to be any notice of it. It'll be extreme action, unquote. Later, he claimed that the new force would be operating along the border this weekend. And the press story on the same subject is headlined, Pryor rejects Paisley line and talks. The Northern Secretary, Mr. Pryor, told loyalists last night that the Anglo-Irish talks would go on, despite the show of strength by the Reverend Dean Paisley's third force on Monday night. Other press headlines are Axe Falls and EEC budget balancing bid. Jail fast by man in house title row. Kinsale gas field, bigger than estimated. Well, that's nice. Court uproar at Butterley license. That's about the granting of liquor and restaurant licenses to the owners of the Stardust complex. Finally in the press is the headline, Doyle's security disaster row. Actually, all the papers had that story. The Independents ran under the headline, Leinster House security queried, and the Times, Doyle security in Belfast hands. The Times story begins, sophisticated electronic surveillance equipment has been installed at Leinster House by a Belfast-based firm as part of the new security measures to protect the Doyle and Senate. Well, why don't they get the CIA to help? Or better yet, well, how about the CIE? Their security is so good you can only catch a bus about half the time, and that's when there's no strike. More headlines in the Independents. Selling at the top, sure way to beat inflation. There's always selling at the top. It's us at the bottom who do the buying, get inflation blues. That's an idea. Next time someone asks you how you are, just say, okay, but I got them inflation blues and World War worries, not to mention a dispute with disputes. What else is in the Independent? Home loans, ease up, hopes dashed. Well, that's no surprise. Intensive salvage bid for pay deal. Finally, right smack in the center of the Independent,